Hi, I'm Gabby Hall, and today I will be joined by Nicole Daniil, General Manager of Worldwide Sales of Internet of Things at Microsoft.
Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Gabby. I'm delighted to be here. I've listened to all of your podcasts so far, and I love them.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you so much. So just to get started, could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what it is you do?
Yeah, so I work at Microsoft and I manage a team of specialists who focus on how to help our customers transform their businesses through the Internet of Things. It's funny because nobody wakes up and says, hey, I want to buy Internet of Things today. They all have something in mind, whether it's better serving their customers through deeper insights into data, being able to action that data, or maybe they want to, you know, save money by reduced downtime on a manufacturing floor, or maybe it's serving patients better in this crazy time that we're in through being able to track assets like wheelchairs, respirators, people to make sure that they're in the right place at the right time without excessive interaction to keep people safe. And so there's lots of different scenarios around the Internet of Things, but basically, you know, my specialist team really gets together with our customers to understand what is the business outcome that they're looking for, and then advises them on how technology can help them get there.
That's really interesting. So how did you get into this field within Internet of Things?
So it was kind of a marrying of two worlds. I was one of the first cloud specialists at Microsoft to be thinking about cloud computing versus running on-premises environments. And that was about, 11 years ago. And I did cloud for quite some time, was kind of on the bleeding edge of that. And then at some point, I ended up in the device world, you know, thinking about things like embedded systems and sensors and, you know, things that we could use to monitor the physical environment, which was very different. But that all led me to IoT in terms of a professional, you know, role. But if I think way back to my very beginning, I've been doing IoT for a long time. I worked in industrial automation, which is all about factory automation. And that at its very core is taking information from a sensor or something that's happening on the plant floor and then providing it to some sort of higher system to analyze, evaluate data, and then, you know, optimize that environment. I think the difference now with the Internet of Things is that it's about connecting it to the internet and having much more compute power, much more analytic power to be able to truly, you know, look at environments and figure out how to preemptively predict downtime or optimize the environment. So I guess I've really been doing it for a long time. It just has evolved in a much richer way to be able to serve our customers better.
Were you always interested in data and digitalization, or did this grow from something else?
Well, so I actually have a business degree and a master's degree, both in international business. And because my first really interesting job out of college, I had many, but the first one that, you know, had staying power was the one where I was doing industrial automation. And I became sort of techie there because you really have to understand what technology is going to do for customers in order to sell or market or even, you know, talk to your customers. And so I would sit with the developers and the engineers and just always ask why, so what? Okay, great that we have all this great technology that you're building, but tell me why it matters to our customers. And so I became quite technical doing those sort of inquisitions, I'll call them, but I don't have a degree in technology, but I am quite deep because of that. And, you know, even with technology companies, you have to have the full circle of sellers, marketers, financiers. You know, you've got a full robust legal team, for example, is another one. You've got a robust set of different skill sets within a technology company. But I think at the heart, because we are a tech company, we need to all have some sort of basic understanding of why we're doing this and what it does for the world.
You know, I'm really glad that you mentioned this because I feel like when people think of jobs in the tech sector, they always think about jobs that are, you know, coding or actual engineering, and they don't realize that there's a lot of other options that you can, you know, pursue, even if you're not, you know, technically savvy, or even if you just have different interests, like you want to go into the business side. You know, I think it's good to know that there are lots of different options. So on that note, for any listeners who are interested in a career like yours, what would you say is the most important thing they can learn?
Wow, that's a big one. So I think, you know, being deep on technology is always good. So be curious and read a lot about things like, you know, where is the internet going? What's happening with security? What's happening with privacy? And there's no lack of information out there right now, especially with the way that the internet has grown and the connectivity has grown, and you know, 5G is just gonna expand that. And so definitely read up about tech, regardless of it, of whether it's tech for learning about the technology for tech's sake, or you know, what impact is it having in the world. And then you know, always being thinking about like, what is the so what about this? What, why does it matter? How is it gonna change what we do on a day-to-day basis? And so, you know, regardless of which way you want to go, whether to sort of a, you know, a developer or programming career versus a business career, I think technology is going to be in everything. It's really not going to go anywhere besides there, right? Just the proliferation is going to change everything we do in every single industry.
So you mentioned, you know, answering questions like, where do you think the internet is going? So where do you think the internet is going? Where do you see the future of the internet, especially as someone that works so deeply in the Internet of Things?
Yeah, I think it's going to go in a couple different directions and then it's going to converge. And this is just my own personal opinion, but I think, you know, because of the great power of connectivity, we've seen it go in strange directions, right? Where now you're able to hack the tiniest of devices. I remember the video that went viral of the little girl standing in her bedroom and somebody talking to her through a camera that was in her room. And also, you might remember, I think it was about 5 years back, a casino in Vegas got hacked through a thermometer in a fish tank. And the thermometer was there to, it's an IoT thermometer to gauge the oxygenation and the temperature level to keep the fish alive. So it was connected to the internet to provide a digital feedback loop to say, warm up the water or increase oxygenation. Somebody was able to hack into that thermometer, got to the network and stole thousands of records of people's bank accounts. And they were able to, you know, steal money essentially. And so connectivity provides us with the ability to do good things, and it provides us the ability to do bad things, right? And so I think we're going to see a little bit of both until we start to see security tighten up in a significant way, which is something that, you know, I can talk about all day long from a Microsoft perspective, because we are hyper focused on that. And then we're also hyper-focused on doing things that, you know, we call, for example, AI for good, right? We have really strong privacy and security policies that are publicly stated around using people's information for certain things, which we tend not to do unless we have permission. And then we also have, so there's kind of a stated, you know, position on it, which I think all companies should have around ethical behavior around information. And then there's also the technology piece of it. How do you actually live that through your stand on how we implement technology in order to protect people? And so I think you're going to see that happening more and more, especially as some of the technology companies are coming under more scrutiny about the way that they use data.
Thank you so much for joining me.